Executive Secretary, distinguished co-chairs, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. It is really an honor to address this high-level plenary of the EC Regional Review and UN Women. First of all, I really want to thank you for this meeting today. After 30 years, the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action is still a milestone and a powerful benchmark for progress. And Austria remains fully and strongly committed to the effective implementation. Only when we join forces on the national as well as the regional and the global level, we can truly advocate for and implement measures to strengthen gender equality and to protect, to promote, and fulfill the human rights of all women and girls. Austria has sent a clear signal by increasing the budget for women and equality. Since 2019, the financial resources were more than tripled. Today, I would like to shed light on a critical connection, the link between financial dependency and a self-determined life without any form of violence. Financial vulnerability often becomes a breeding ground and risk factor for acts of violence against women. Therefore, empowering women economically is not just a matter of financial inclusion. It is a fundamental step in preventing violence. In Austria, we have made strong progress in the field of violence protection. I just want to mention a few examples. First, our violence protection centers in each and every region of the country are fully funded. Second, transitional housing for women and children affected by violence have been expanded. Third, so-called violence outpatient clinics have been installed. And there is now a women's and girls counseling center in every district in Austria. And because Mr. Secretary General mentioned and raised the topic of FGM, I also want to tell you that Austria built, together with the civil society, a national platform for action against FGM and also against forced marriage and child marriage, because through migration we also see these forms of brutal crimes against women and girls in Austria. In order to strengthen the coordination of this counseling network, we developed a violence prevention strategy with a focus on counseling and support for women affected by violence in Austria. We furthermore established the national platform Violence Against Women, where over 30 institutions are represented, including counseling centers, shelters, victim-oriented offender work, academia, and as well as the as people from the administration at federal, state, and municipal level. Also, we had a full-day stakeholder dialogue event in the context of our national Beijing review process to develop a common understanding of the milestones we have achieved and the priorities we have to continue to focus on. Additionally, Austria is committed to further reduce gender stereotypes in order to guarantee truly equal opportunities for women in the labor market as well as in decision-making positions. We need to continue combating gender stereotypes. Let me highlight recent Austrian initiatives. Since 2022, Austria organizes the project Girls in Politics, where girls and young women shadow mayors to interest and motivate more young women to enter politics. In addition, the Austrian State Fund for the Empowerment of Women and Girls, which is called LIA, Let's Empower Austria, was funded in 2022 to support women and girls on a structural level, especially through visits of role models in schools with a focus on role models in the STEM field. In closing, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to highlight that accelerating progress regarding the SDGs will only be possible through empowerment of all women and girls, because realizing gender equality is a precondition for the successful implementation of the 2030 agenda. In this context, we need to address gender data gaps in order to support evidence-based equality policies and gender mainstreaming. I look forward, ladies and gentlemen, esteemed colleagues, to continue our exchange and trust that by working together, we will be able to accelerate the achievement of gender equality today and in the future. Thank you.